No, I mean, I think a motivated Joel Callis is wonderful for us. You know, I think there's been lots of talk about his retirement and how much cricket he's going to play going forward, and I think he's certainly motivated to put in performances. It's been a funny year for us, you know, with a huge amount of Test cricket not being played, and Jock hasn't been prominent in the one-day setup of late. So, you know, I think from his own performance perspective, he would have obviously loved a few more runs in the series. But I have no doubt that going back home to the home summer, that he's going to be, you know, really ready for what comes our way. I mean, he's a key performer, and I think you know, having seen him in the change now, there's still a lot of fire burning inside of him to perform well. So, you know, hopefully that bodes well for us when we get back home. Yeah, very different. I mean, I think this is the first game they've lost in these conditions. I think that just says enough. You know, they had England come here as a number one test team, and we travelled here in 2010. You know, I think their batters are far more comfortable in these conditions, you know, with the less pace and bounce. They've all, you know, always played spin really well, seem to be more comfortable against it, even though Imi performed really well, which is great. And from a bowling perspective, I think they understand tactically how to be successful. You know, the spinners come into their own, and it's probably easier for them also to balance their team. You know, with two spinners and two seamers, you know, you come to conditions in anywhere else in the world, and it's hard to, you've got to play a batter less, maybe play an all rounder. So it's probably easier for them to balance their team. So I think they're far more comfortable in these conditions, and that's the challenge of coming here to win. Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult to say at that moment. You know, I've been extremely tired. I think I've been in this heat for 4 days solid, and I'm looking forward to an opportunity, even though it's a quick turnaround, to reflect. But, you know, after the last 5 months, you know, the surgery, when you go in for surgery and the surgeon tells you, well, if this doesn't work, he doesn't know what he's going to do. You know, there's a lot of time to consider, you know, your career and you know, is there going to be more, you know. So I've worked extremely hard to get to the point where I am. And I've had a lot of support from Cricket South Africa and the medical staff and people back at home and my family. So to come out and repay that support and my own hard work and my teammates is something that I'll never forget. And to go on to get a double hundred in these conditions, this heat, I'm extremely proud of. And I will cherish those innings for the rest of my life.